For the last few weeks, we've been following Jesus' ministry getting underway from the baptism that John baptized him and then into the wilderness being tempted by the devil for 40 days. Now we pick it back up because in his baptism, if you remember, the Holy Spirit surrounded him and affirmed him as his messianic identity. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And then he was called to go to the wedding at Cana of Galilee, where we saw him turn water into wine, illuminating his identity as the holy bridegroom and prophetic Messiah who will inaugurate the fulfillment of God's abundant promise. So now in our scripture that we're reading today, we see Jesus formally announcing his mission, God's mission, if you would, a proclamation that the time of God's fulfillment has come and that he would be the one to fulfill it. Now, Jesus' choice in this passage is an invocation of the Jewish time of Jubilee, when all the debts would be forgiven, rest bestowed upon the land, restoration required every 50 years, and this was to be practiced among the Jewish people to help restore both land and economic equality. However, we have no evidence to suggest that the year of Jubilee was actually being practiced in the generations prior to Jesus. And Isaiah's passage for most people was meant to be a prophetic passage of hope for God's coming restoration of Israel, and when God would bring hope and salvation to all who mourn. It's a powerful passage and rendered Jesus' neighbors and others who knew him, well, they were speechless. Jesus, unready to reveal his messianic identity at the time, when he was at the wedding in Cana of Galilee, he has now come out as Messiah, as we talked about last week, ready to fulfill the prophecy of change, to enact that final Jubilee. Good news for some, threatening for others. The speechless reaction wouldn't last very long. Some would be amazed, others would become angry and indignant. But everyone from this time on would know the name of Jesus, and his identity, his mission has now been revealed. But just as throughout the scriptures, God's plans are typically misunderstood by many, so too was Jesus' mission much misunderstood. Many saw him merely as a revolutionary on a mission to set people free from Roman's oppressive rule. Some assumed that he would enact a literal jubilee in which they would receive land long lost to them, money, Jewish status within the world. Some assumed that lawbreakers and insurgents would be set free and that the political upheaval would ensue. Some would see him potentially dangerous, an agitator, an insurrectionist. Some would see him as a delusional, hysterical figure. In his hometown, they would wonder who he thought he was. Others would become fascinated and wonder, what in the world did he mean? Well, the wealthy would watch him cautiously. Those longing for physical restoration of Israel would put their hopes in him and vie for power in his coming kingdom. The poor would come to him for help and healing. Still others would turn back to God at his message and his calling to repentance. But no one would look at him the same ever again. Jesus' mission has begun. So now we note that he already been preaching and teaching throughout the region. He was teaching in the synagogues and noted that he was praised by everyone. Now this pre-divisional Jesus, everyone was in awe about him. He was obviously a powerful and authoritatory speaker. His understanding of Scripture was outstanding. He offered God's love and hope. He healed and cared for those all around him, and even his fellow rabbis and contemporary colleagues revered him and thought very highly of him. Until, I love the buts of the if, so here we got another one, until that day in his own town of Nazareth. No one had opposed him. But you note that that opposition did not start with others. It started with those who knew him best, and later some dramatic would repeat itself when his own disciple Judas would be the one who betrayed him. It wasn't strangers whom Jesus needed to fear the most. It was those in his own backyard. But now, hear this. It wasn't because of this passage. Unfortunately, we can get that impression if we don't read the entire story in one piece.